You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Knocks on door. Guys, it's me, Gibbledang. How's everyone doing today?
Gibbledang. We're doing good, I guess.
I guess, yeah, me, Dala, doing okay, I guess, too. I'm a little sick.
Yeah. Thank you, I didn't know who was speaking right now, yeah.
And I, Gym Leader Nate, am also doing well, as we usually say when we get back together.
Get our third person. Dala goes and grabs the door.
Gym Leader Nate, you never say that you're doing well.
Yeah. Oh, no, I meant just the Gym Leader Nate part.
Okay.
The rest is anomalous.
So, anomalous. So, guys, you know how we usually record a quote-unquote comedy pop culture podcast for the week?
Yeah. Emphasis on the quotes, typically. Yeah.
Quotes, yeah, definitely. Big quotes. Yeah. So I was thinking maybe we take a break and play this cool game that I found.
Ooh.
Holds up board game, yeah.
Ooh. Is it a card game? So,
Jumanji?
Not really. It's an RPG. Tabletop RPG. You might have heard of it. D&D.
Oh, wait. You found a board game version of D&D?
Is that
D&D's nuts? That one.
Right? I know that game.
All right, Dala, get it out of your system. I know you got a couple more. Go on.
Okay. D&D's Ligma? Yeah. Bad Dragon, but bad is spelled wrong with a D. So it's Dad Dragon.
Okay, go on.
Okay, bad go Dragon on. And Bad Dungeons?
Now's your chance to shine.
Bad Dragons and Naughty Dungeons.
No, you fucking idiots. It's Dungeons and Dumbkins.
Oh.
The No Dumb Idea version of Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh. I think I've seen this on shelves.
Can we sue?
No, you haven't. So, I was thinking we play this, right? Mm-hmm. Why don't we just take a little break from the episode and just play this a little bit? Yeah. Yeah, we do play games. You know, I know your method for games is just winning, Nate.
Play. Yeah, typically I just win games.
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
I'm not
you
sure
really
exactly
how have fun.
I mean, play to
is
win.
Is that a new word?
All right, everyone. So I'm going to go over the rules. All right. Mm-hmm. So here's what we're going to do. You all have your digital dice ready, okay?
No,
So
at all times.
Keep them loaded. I always keep them loaded.
Keep that down.
Dungeons and Dumbkins is it is very similar to Dungeons and Dragons. You know, you got your stats and you got your saves and whatnots. But here's where it differs. Instead of having the separate stats for wisdom, intelligence, you know, dex, strength, all that stuff, there's going to be three different categories. So you could either roll for no. Which is, you know, intelligence, wisdom, investigation, perception, stuff like that.
How much we know something.
Yeah, or how much you want to know something, you know. You could roll for dumb, which would be strength, constitution, power, you know, stuff like that. You know, actions that you want to do. Or you could roll for idea, you know, like that's more of like charisma, creativity, you know, the way that you interact with people.
Makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I think I get it.
I still hope we could sue.
Yeah, so that makes sense?
Yeah, how do I min-max this?
Well, so when it comes to rolling, so you guys are gonna roll 3 d20s each, and just to simplify it, that's going to be your stats. You're going to apply that to whatever stat you want to, either no, dumb, or idea.
Can I roll a d60? You know,
can I finish fucking explaining the rules before you make jokes?
Come on.
Apparently not.
That's part of the rules.
Jesus Christ. Shut up!
What happened to the whole fun thing we were talking about?
So, yeah.
Not yet. We haven't started the game. Oh my god. I wish you two guys would just disappear. Hint, hint. But anyways, so...
before that.
So for example, you're going to roll 3d20, mm-hmm. and Nate, if you roll an 18, you know, just like regular D&T, that would be a plus, what is it, plus 4 to your rolls or plus 3 to your rolls?
Plus 4.
And then, you know, Dala, if you were to roll a 6 for one of your stats, you would get a minus 3, I believe. Yeah, minus 3 for your rolls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense. And we get it. So we can allocate the 3 numbers however we want, or do they go in order of no, dumb, right?
You can allocate
them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just double checking. That's basically how you're going to min-max.
Way to listen, Dala. He said that, so...
That's one of the rules, is to not listen.
No, you focus on making jokes.
Yeah, it's rule 17 right here. Look, on the manual. Hold up, manual.
Make jokes constantly. Never stop talking.
You wrote that on my manual. This is my manual.
So? I didn't see anything in the rules.
Don't flip the last couple pages. I wrote some crazy shit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Dala doesn't know yes and. He knows yeah, so.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Okay, so Dala's going to do pretty good in this game, I think.
I think.
Oh, wait.
Methinks.
Some stuff.
Yeah, there's going to be one thing that I suck at. I rolled a 16, a 18, and a 2. I guess someone's going to have to carry.
Oh, my God. So, is there a possibility of re-rolling at all?
In that rulebook?
Okay,
do anything at all?
Yeah, so Nate, re-roll all of your stats, and then Dala, re-roll your last one.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
So... I will bring up that typically when rolling for stats in D&D, one rolls 4 d6s and drops the lowest, so that this type of thing is a lot less likely to happen.
Typically, yeah. But this is Dungeons and Dumbgins, so
I'm just going to re-roll that one.
It's legally distinct.
If I'm... so did
you know what? How about
12,
this?
7,
how about
5?
This? We'll go off of, let's pick some numbers that I like. Let's pick some, you know what, let me be the judge of this, because I feel like this would be easier. Let me roll for your guys'
stats.
Why
don't we just do the D6 thing, because it works usually.
Oh my god, fine!
So do I
god,
re-roll?
I wish you guys would just get sucked into some kind of fucking portal. Yes, re-roll!
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Well, I can't keep my fucking numbers? Okay, so we're doing what, 6?
No, 60? You can't. And you can blame Nate for that.
Correct, you can. You can blame me.
So for the record, I was at 18, 12, and 16. But I guess now I'm at 12, 15, and 8. Fun.
Yeah, that's your punishment. That's
my punishment, fair. If only I got, like, Jumanji 2'd into, like, the game. Because I'm tired of you two.
That is what I am saying, man.
I know,
that is
gosh.
What I am saying.
That's really what I always hope from every
preach,
tabletop.
Brother. Yeah.
Honestly... Is there like a tabletop game that wouldn't be fun to be Jumanji 2'd into specifically?
Warhammer.
Yeah, that's fair.
Warhammer, very interesting lore, very cool universe. Probably one of the most depressing and terrible places to live in fictional history.
Amongst chutes and ladders. Always sliding down.
Alright, here, let me get the curtains. Let me light a couple candles, you know, get a little bit of the ambiance going. Mm-hmm. Get my wizard's cloak on.
This is a little lush, don't you think, Gym Leader Nate?
Does he have to put on the whole cloak? I feel like we can just start playing. We don't have to robe up first. Jesus.
Especially it's our first time. I don't know. That's a big
book,
right? Too.
I thought there was gonna be monsters or something already, but he's like doing weird voices. Like, are we gonna play a game or
speaking of monsters, is that
suddenly
like
glowing. Suddenly, the board game opens up, and a swirling vortex begins to swirl, and it sucks in Gym Leader Nade and Dala.
Not again! Why does this always happen?
The portal closes up, leaving Gibbledang alone. With the lore and... Okay, so page two is the lore. Page two are the monsters. Okay. Okay, sorry guys, give me just a second. Okay.
Hello!
Dala and Gym Leader Nade wake up in what seems to be... can you guys give me no checks, please?
I rolled a 20.
Okay, nice.
Dala got 20. I only got a total of 9.
Oh, 9. Okay, that's right.
Or sorry, 8.
Dala, you immediately recognize that you're in a wizard's kind of like retreat. It looks like something straight out of Harry Potter. There are books everywhere. You know, there's books floating.
Gym Leader, this is basically Hogwarts in what is it, Miami? It's essentially the same thing. I think we got sucked into there.
JK Rowling? Are we in like Turf Quest?
What? Who goes there? Hello? And you see from around the corner and from around a pile of books, it's a large, let's say he's small. So it's a small,
small
kind of like withered little wizard, the withered wizard, who comes out. He's like, oh, it looks like my spell must have worked. Sorry, let me go ahead and introduce myself. My name is Dummy, the wizard. I summoned you here to the land of No Dummia, Singapore, where, you know, a lot of your creations kind of exist.
I guess we're not in Miami.
Singapore?
I thought we were in Miami. Damn. Okay.
Wait, does No Dummy... Does fantasy come from Singapore?
No, but, you know, it's... You three have managed to manifest, you know, a small little sect of land in Singapore. Almost like an infection, kind of, if you think about
it. So you're saying we caused this. I'm not legally responsible for this.
I don't think this is my fault. I don't have anything to do with this.
You have no proof.
Wait, where's the little one? Where's Gibbledang?
the short one?
I think he's back where we came from, still like making weird voices and talking to no one.
Actually, is this one of those things where you swapped our bodies with like some demons, so there's demons out there now and we're here? Or is this
not?
No. Ooh, that'd be funny.
That'd be pretty funny.
With that. No.
Yeah.
Damn it, I was hoping that one would be here. Keep things on track. Anyways, so I summoned you here for a reason. There's a small village, right outside of, actually, my village, right outside the castle.
Oh, you own it?
It looks like it's being... Yes.
You have the deed?
I do. Do you have any other questions, Dala?
Can I see the deed?
You're a rich little nutsack, aren't you?
What is it? Give me
idea check?
Idea.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Let's see. Oh, 16. Okay.
He shows you the deed.
I snatch it. Like,
he, like, snaps his fingers and magics it back into his pocket.
All right, fine.
Okay, this is exactly what I expected, so I'm honestly not surprised. So
hey, we're trying to keep you on your toes. That was a test.
You're saying that we made the land, but then you're over here and you're like, I own the... It's like, the fuck, dude, pick a lane.
How do you own what we just invented somehow?
Oh, are you big corp?
I'm sorry,
big corp?
Do you have the deed?
I should.
Where is it?
The deed to my brain.
Yeah, you have it? Yeah, I got the deed. You can't own that shit. Can't monetize my brain, motherfucker.
You can't. Yep.
Got
him. Yep. Yep.
Dap him.
All right. Show us to your little hovel of a village or whatever.
Yeah.
Not going down there. Fuck that. So basically, the village is being terrorized by one of your other dumb ideas. It seems like it's kind of. I don't know. This is much more of a quaint village, it seems like this idea comes from somewhere called Angel Grove, I think. Either way, there's a teenager with attitude down there wearing Dickie shorts, and he's got like a I think he's calling himself the Brown Ranger, the only Power Ranger in Dickie shorts. He's going around causing a lot of trouble.
God, that's a deep pool. What the fuck?
Yes, nice. You have. You have two options. either you go and you get him back to, you know, get him back to whatever timeline or, you know, wherever he's from, or kill him.
Well, I think we know what we're going to go with, mm-hmm. to be honest. So, oh, yeah.
A third option.
A Let's third go. Option. I'm going to eat
him. Because be careful.
Yeah, we're going to cook him and eat him.
All right.
Cook him and eat him. There we go. All right.
I like you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I expected. Yeah, last I saw, he was in the cavern. The cavern? The tavern. The tavern.
Oh, okay.
The cavern tavern. Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right, well,
yeah,
I guess we better go get drunk.
In the right. Wait, do we even have weapons, gym leader? Should we just start with that?
Oh, well, I always have this gun on me.
Oh, nice.
Will this work? No shit.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, I think the Brown Ranger was strapped up too, so you know, better be careful.
We'll just make sure to
drive by him. We'll go see if they've got a car we can rent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go. Perfect.
Well, this is much more of a fantasy village here. Ooh. And that's why his presence, because, you know, I think I did see his lowrider Zord driving around somewhere.
We'll go see if they got a unicorn I can rent.
Oh. There you go. We could do a drive-by the unicorn.
I like that.
Fly off.
Yeah.
Run by.
Away!
As for the tavern, it's downstairs. Yep. I live on top of a...
Of a tavern.
I live on top of a tavern, yes.
Hmm.
Times are tough. Times are tough for old Dummy the Wizard.
Yeah, this is a weird fucking... So you live in a made-up land that we made, might I add, and you're poor.
But
it's
also having economic problems?
Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a fantasy world, but it can't escape the downfalls of late-stage capitalism?
It's also in Singapore. And I need you to help find the Brown Ranger and send him back to wherever he comes from. Not like a...
That sounds very...
Yeah, that sounds bad.
That's exactly that what we're going to do when we cook him and eat him.
Yeah.
Cook him and eat him and flush him down the toilet.
Where
he
belongs.
Where he came from.
The Brown Ranger.
Where he belongs.
Anyway, be gone with you too. And then he zaps you and it goes like... Broosh! And but you guys are only about like
a foot away,
like 10 feet away. To the
we just got teleported 10 feet to the left stair,
to the top of the stairs. Yeah,
yeah, we're like right in front of the stairs. I guess shit, that saved us some walking.
Well, we're at the tavern now, so we might as well go get drunk while we look for this.
Yeah.
Guy.
Ooh, I can get a bottle. Mm-hmm. That'd be my weapon too. I'll like smash a broken like a empty bottle.
Yeah, smash against the bar, and you're like.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah. Haha. So I'm gonna go to the bartender and get oh, hey, bartender, give me a 40-ounce. Give me a 40.
Yeah, I'd also like a nice cold 40.
Yeah, in your nicest brown paper bag, please.
Cobra, please, if you got it.
Son of a bitch, we're all sold out. All
right, Corona with lime.
No, you don't get it. Some fucking ass, some teenager, I guess. I don't know why I sold him it, but you know, some asshole fucking. Bought me out. He gave
all
me 20 whole American dollars. Yeah, it's crazy.
$20 for
all
fucking...
my paper bags, all my fucking King Cobra 40s. And,
damn,
and
the bags are the most important part, too.
Mickey's? It's true.
All right, I'd like to look around, and I'm gonna try and observe the place to see if I can find some shady characters that might be willing to sling some dope for me instead so I can get messed up some other way.
Ooh,
so
I'm nice.
Let's see here. 11 plus no, so plus 2, so it's a 13. Anybody looking like they're holding?
You look around and you see someone who's like investigating a brown bandana and is just like, ooh, you know, and they kind of like they put it in their pocket, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
And then they kind of like slink away into a booth.
I think that's the Brown Ranger. We could probably go beat him up right now. He's got a brown bandana on. He's like he's flashing colors, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I will say this man is also, this is an elf.
He put it in his pocket, but that makes me think he's like
an elf.
Like the bottom.
No,
bitch.
Not the Brown Ranger. The man that you're looking at is an elf.
Yeah, the guy with the brown headband.
Yeah. He's clearly the Brown Ranger.
Elves are typically rangers. So all right,
gym leader
Nate. Okay.
I'll grab like an empty bottle and smash it. I grab an empty bottle, smash it. I'm like, all right, gym leader, I'm down if you want to jump or if you want to.
I grab a paper bag and smash it.
You fucking didn't pay for that.
It's an empty bottle.
Wait. Yeah, it's an empty bottle. You don't even have any actual alcohol.
Yeah.
You just told us to go.
Give me a.
Note.
What are my rules again?
Idea check.
Give me an idea check.
Gosh. Oh, nice. 19.
Okay.
The guy's like, okay.
All right, yeah, I'm gonna. Meanwhile, what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna grab a nearby chair, and I'm just gonna I'll do a dumb check, and I'm just gonna hurl that across the bar right at the guy. Nat 20.
Oh, hey, Nat 20, perfect.
Okay, so my god, it immediately he gets his shit rocked, but it like million dollar babies him, like it hits him nice. Right in the neck. So now, not only like he's not dead, but he is paralyzed from.
Perfect.
Can't go anywhere.
Looks like you're gonna have to answer some questions. Yeah, now. Motherfucker. You're not going nowhere.
I'll pull my bottle up to his neck.
Let's not be dramatic. Okay,
yeah, come on, chill
let's not be dramatic.
It's just a fucking chair. Relax. Jesus. Relax.
Hold all right, where'd you get that headband, big guy? Is that yours?
Hmm.
Are you the ranger we're looking for?
Answer my friend, motherfucker.
You're not going to be doing any
ranging no more. We got more chairs around here.
Oh, no. Please. Please.
We're in a fantasy village. Someone can heal you with magic. Stop being dramatic.
I almost want to say give me a intimidation check, but that's not even... You've already crippled him.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty intimidating.
I gave the outsider just some mystical herb in exchange for some cloth.
Oh, I search his pockets for more herb.
Yeah, more
herb. Herb. Yeah.
All right, well, I guess what are you what would that be?
I guess maybe idea dumb?
Or investigation.
Or like typically yes,
oh yeah, a no. Give me a no all check.
Right. Ooh, ooh, that doesn't look like it. I rolled a total of 4.
You don't find anything.
Yeah.
Ugh. What are you doing?
Why are you looking through my pockets?
We want some of that mystical herb.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you took it all. The guy who bought all of the 40s and paper bags.
You guys having a big party. We got to find out what this party's at, Nate.
Wait, yeah. Do we even want to fuck with this guy? I kind of want to go just hang with him.
Yeah. Where's his at? Where is he at, little elf dude? Huh?
Well, I think he might have been preparing for some kind of party, but.
That's what I think that's what I'm talking about.
The Duke's getting inaugurated tonight, so you know there is kind of that.
Of course, the Brown Ranger's hanging with the Dookie.
Can you guys undo this? Can you guys undo like
I'm gonna raise my voice in the bar and be like, "Hey, does anybody have no healing spells?"
Yeah, I don't have any.
Anybody got magic?
No. Everyone runs out. And it goes like,
yep.
That's on that. I mean, we asked for
it's
help.
Okay.
But, like, looks like
here, I'll pick him up so he's like at least like leaning against the wall, like sitting position, so he's not like laying or anything. But just like dust him off a little bit. Like, all right, you're on your own, my guy. That's what you get.
Someone will come along.
That's what you get for dealing with teenagers in a bar, of all places.
Yeah, well, yeah, he had attitude. We were all scared.
This is what you get for dealing drugs. Give me that headband. Yeah. I take that headband out of his pocket.
Ooh, smart.
Oh, man, I really liked that. Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
Wait,
you're welcome. And I'm going to walk out of the bar.
Yeah, I'll follow. All right. We'll figure out where the Dutch is. Duchess is.
Why the Duchess?
It's the Dookie, remember?
The Duke. Yeah, Duke is.
Well, I didn't need to figure out where the Duchess is.
No, yeah, I was thinking, yeah.
So we're in the village. I'm gonna start wandering through the village looking for something that looks regal. Any place look like castle-esque or like estate-esque where a duke might live?
Give me a no.
In the meantime, can I like look around to see if there's any shops?
Looks bad. Seven total.
Let's see if there's any shops. Also, want to do a no roll?
Yeah.
13.
Okay, so, Nate, you find what looks to be like a large kind of regal looking building. There's a lot of like, banisters kind of hanging. Something about it seems fancy. Something about it's nice. You know, I feel like you would think that this is where to go.
I'm going to put on the brown headband.
Smart.
Okay.
How do you wear it? How do you style it?
It's going to be, I'm going to flag it. It's going to be hanging out of my back pocket. Yeah, I'm going to flag it.
Okay.
I think I changed my mind. I'm going to wear it as a do-rag. I'm going to tie I'm going to unravel the headband into its like big square form, and then I'm going to tie it into a do-rag on my head.
I imagine you walking over keep changing your mind. Well, like, because
I don't want to offend people by showing up and being the most reprehensible type of person imaginable, bald. So I need something to cover my head.
Well, okay, so I will say that you would have been doing all three of these motions in front of the building that you're at right now.
I think they would appreciate my effort.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, they're looking at you a little bit like, what the fuck's this guy doing?
That's okay. If I look at somebody trying to fix their outfit before they walk in somewhere, I'm not going to think anything of it.
Okay, fair. Dala, you managed to find like a small market. Yeah. It's outside the it's like an alleyway kind of where there's a bunch of different no, not really. It's more of like a street fair kind of like alleyway, you know?
Gotcha.
Like a bazaar almost. Yeah. You know, there's people selling leathers, they're selling good ideas, they're selling
any weapons?
Nope.
Well, actually, now I'd say you'd roll for which one's Persepi?
I think.
Yeah.
13.
Ooh, 7.
Oh wait, no. Well, I will say, Nate. You guys would be splitting up. Well. Mm-hmm.
Oh, am I going up the front entrance? To the estate.
Well, okay, so from where you guys are at, Dala, you look at a market, and Nate, you look at a regal building.
Mm-hmm.
That was your previous role. This role was kind of just for Dala, but are you guys going to be splitting up?
Let's meet back in the square.
Yeah, we'll meet back in the square,
and we'll gather information first.
I'll try to get you something good.
Cool. And then Dala, what would you just roll?
A 7.
What's your no?
Yeah.
12.
Plus 2?
So it's an 8.
Is it plus? Oh, it's plus 1.
Oh, plus 1.
Plus 1. Yeah,
you
one,
get,
yeah. So
you get
an
plus
eight.
1 for every 2 over 10, if that
gotcha.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, so you hear in general, you just hear like leathers, weapons, you know, this, mm-hmm. that, like foo, we got good ideas.
I'll go to the weapon guy first.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, yo, my guy, my homie, what's up? I dap him up. Like, what's up, Holmes?
You can't say you dap him up if I don't dap you up.
Well, I
what
do,
do
it in
want?
The air, even if he doesn't respond. But I'm looking for some weapons, specifically maybe like very high artillery type or very like destructive type.
Give me a fucking
idea.
Idea. Give me an idea roll.
Ooh,
not
one, baby.
No.
Let's do this.
He goes, look, I know your type, and I know that you're here with the Brown Ranger.
My type.
So I'm gonna give you about 2 seconds to get the fuck out of here before I take this butcher's knife and I slice your fucking throat.
Hmm.
And now the entire market has gone quiet, and everyone's kind of looking at the two of you.
My type, just me, yeah. My type.
The two of you as in
the two guys talking. I see.
The weapons gotcha. Dealer and Dala.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. I'm not with this Brown. We're actually trying to stop him. Funny enough, that's what I. Hence, I need the high artillery.
Well, you know what? You're gonna have to find it somewhere else.
Damn.
And then he pulls down like a one of those metal
like
shutters.
Shutter.
We're closed.
It's an
all
but
wood,
it's a shack.
It's like a wooden stand,
a wooden
but it has a metal shutter.
High tech. It's like a camera, like a ring camera on it too.
While he's doing that, I'm gonna be walking up to the guards at the door. I'm presuming there's a guard at the door to an estate in a fantasy village.
Give me a no.
Blammo, 9.
There are people in front.
Okay. I'm just gonna immediately like act like I belong. Just like kind of like look around, like
mosey on
observe the body language, kind of try and copy it a little bit.
Ooh, give me an idea.
16 total.
You see that, like, and where do you have the bandana? You have it as
it's tied do-rag? Over my head as the do-rag, yeah.
People are, like, looking at you, and they're, like, a little uneasy.
Oh, good. Okay. So I'm gonna like, kind of, like, spiff up my clothing, and just everyone I see, like, staring at me, I'm gonna, like, make direct eye contact with them and give them a firm nod, like,
They kind of, like, look down, look away, like, people.
What a nice man.
And I'm gonna head inside.
Yeah. Yeah, you go in.
All right, can I do a no to look around once I'm in?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, 20 total.
Oh, nice, yeah. You're in a church.
A church?
Yeah.
Is there, like, a cross or something? How do I know?
Yeah, so there is a... there's a cross, there's, like, an altar. Jesus is on the cross. You know, this is a Catholic church.
Fantasy Catholicism?
Yeah.
Why I mean, not? It is shit. Part of the...
Is Jesus human?
It's also lore.
He's
an elf or something.
Give me a no check.
Let's see. Let's do a no check here. 11 total.
Please be something weird.
Jesus is a goblin.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, cool. Goblin Jesus. I'm gonna go to the front, and I'm gonna, like, kneel at the altar, and I'm gonna do, like, the cross myself, but because it's a goblin, I'm gonna do it really small. I'm just gonna be like...
Okay. One of the nuns there, she approaches you. She's so confused. She's like, "Are you with the brown ranger?"
I say, "I know of him. I have an appointment to speak of such matters with the Duke."
The Duke?
Yes, I heard he would be here.
I don't think he'll be here. He's busy preparing for his inauguration. I think he'd be up at his estate.
I assumed he would come to pray for good fortune in his inauguration. My mistake. I will have to go look for him elsewhere.
Well, be careful, because between you and I, the Brown Ranger came in here earlier and wrecked a bunch of our Goblin Jesus statues.
He said he blasphemed?
Well, he said that we were the blasphemers and that this goblin stuff is just not right, and that's kind of not that's what really he looked wrong. Like back in Angel Grove.
Well, between you and me, I'm here to replace the Brown Ranger. He has been doing terrible things, and I'm going to stop his tyrannical actions in this fair village.
She leans in, but she goes, "But can a white guy be the Brown Ranger?"
It's questions like that that got you here in the first place, aren't they? Close-mindedness.
I'm happy where I'm at.
Being having your church destroyed by the Brown Ranger, you're happy with that?
Well, either way. He did that, and then he said he was sorry, and just kind of realized that.
Sorry. Who is this fucking guy?
You know,
he's well. That's the thing. He confided in me a little bit, and, you know, he just said that he's got a short temper, and that he's just a teenager with attitude who doesn't have the best influences around him. And you
so
know what, I get
I
that.
Maybe I shall go influence him for the better.
Oh, that could be nice. Yeah,
yes,
sure.
And I kind of run my hands over my do-rag, and I'm like, yes. Well, thank you for the information. Let me go see if I can solve this issue. And then I'm gonna take a quarter and toss it to her, like, "He's looking at you, Toots," and I walk away.
Yeah. All right, so what do you guys do?
I'm heading back out onto the street. Now I'm looking out. I'm trying to look for that estate.
Before I leave the shopping center, I was going to... Well, okay, what would be, like, stealth or pickpocketing?
I believe... Let me double check.
No, dumb or...
It would be dumb.
Dumb. Okay.
Or, well,
I feel like Dex, Dex and Strength both should be dumb.
Okay, so it's dumb. So I'm gonna what stores or markets are like nearby that I can like on the way out, like
snatch a leather shop, a fruit shop, and what is it?
Mini magic or anything?
That's it. Like an assortment
of those
of like potions. The only magic would be in the wizard's
where we were earlier.
Rooftop. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I'll see if I can steal us some leather. Like wear some armor. So 14 plus 2, baby. 16 total.
Okay. Yeah. You steal some leather armor.
Lastless chaps from me and Gym Leader Nate.
It would. Well, no, you can't get two pieces. You could steal one piece of armor.
Can I do one more?
One pair of assless chaps.
All right.
So he looks in your direction. Okay, yeah. So now he's looking in that area because I just rolled an 11. So now he's looking in that area kind of like, what the fuck? I thought there was something else here.
Oh, he says that. I'm going to be like, oh, I think you're looking for the one over there. And I point like the opposite direction so he looks away so I can stealth it again. So
give that would be an idea followed by a dumb.
So 4, which probably just fails the fucking that charisma. And then 13 stealth. I don't know. I don't know if that helps.
Since you failed the charisma, he looks at you while you have your hand on the
that thing. Second pair.
Yeah, so you have it in your hands.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What are you gonna do?
I'll leave it. I'll just like pat it like oh, these are nice pairs. Like, how much are they?
he shuts a fucking.
All right, fine. But wow, everyone here is rude.
He shuts the shutters.
I'll take my one pair of assless chaps, I guess, and go catch up with Gym Leader Nate. Hmm.
Yeah, the rest of the market's all of their metal shutters
closed. I imagine as I'm walking down, like I walk down the alley, it's like shing, 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 like as I'm walking. So, but then they open as I leave too, so it's like literally just like as I go.
It's you.
Yeah. Damn. Fuck. I wanted to give me a minigun, honestly. At last, I tried.
They only have large guns.
Yeah. I'll take a large one then. Gatling gun. No, honestly, I was gonna see if they had like a grenade or like rocket launcher. I mean, I'll take a fucking minigun for sure. So I met up with. I pretty much stole one pair of assless chaps for us to share. Gym Leader Nate, nice. You wanna?
All right. I'll meet up. Maybe meeting back up with Dala in the square. I'll be like, all right, Dala.
Mm-hmm.
I found out we gotta look for the big estate. That's where they're gonna be for the coronation of the Duke.
Big estate, okay. Which yes,
my
do we
guess
know?
Is maybe it's up. Is there like an uphill somewhere?
Can we just see where like how big this estate is? Like,
both of you guys give me no checks.
Not great. 5 total.
Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, all right. One. Wait, plus one. I go blind for
you
a minute.
You guys like.
It's all bad.
For about 5 minutes, you guys keep trying to look around, but you keep like doing the at each other. Like you keep trying to look past each other, but right. Every time you move, you just keep looking at each other.
I can solve this. Ready, Dala? Pure instinct. Pure instinct. I'm just gonna start running. Follow me. I'm gonna lead us there. Watch this. Dumb roll. I'm just gonna run. And I'm find it.
Do I need a dumb roll as well?
Blind, I'm blind running. I'm dumb rolling to blind run. Okay.
I'll follow.
You guys have me. Okay.
I'll hold on to your bandana.
That's a 6. Boy. Yeah, hold on to my
bandana. Wait, you're following Nate.
I'm
and I'm running in a random direction.
And so like I'm holding on to the bandana while you run.
Okay. And you both have your eyes closed? Okay.
Sure.
Are you gonna roll?
Do I need to roll?
After running for a little while,
this is a dumb roll? Okay. Then it's gonna be 11.
And so after running for a little while, I'm gonna stop, open my eyes, and see where I am.
So Dala, you managed to hold on to the handkerchief or the, you know, the bandana.
For the duration of the
game. Both of you guys have your eyes closed and you both go, okay, cool. You both run for a distance in completely opposite directions. Dala, you take the bandana with you. you run towards uphill. You notice it starts to get harder for you.
Okay.
Nate, you run into a market.
Oh, hey.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you can fucking...
And all of these metal shutters just go... they open up.
Nice. Okay. I'm like, someone,
and
then
you hear the clambering of a guns for sale, guns, miniguns for sale. We got, torpedoes. We got bazookas.
I really want a minigun. I want a minigun, Jim Leader Nate. I don't know if you heard that part, but I want a minigun.
You don't know. He doesn't hear. Oh, well, I thought you were telling him that right now.
And honestly, I already got my Glicky on me, so I don't even need, need these.
That's true. Blinky got the sticky.
I'm going to be like shouting though. I'm going to be like, where's the Duke? Can anybody tell me where the Duke's estate is? Please.
Give me. Oh, do you have your gun out?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Give me a charisma or idea.
Idea roll. I'm rolling shit. It's a 5 total.
Jeez. God, an idea roll sounds so good right now. Five.
Favorite type.
An idea rule with butter. Oh.
Oh my god. Everyone looks at you and they go, no, one of the shopkeep goes, well, let me give a perception check. He eyes you up and down and goes, don't lie to me. Are you with the other two guys? The other Brown Rangers? And I'll know.
No. You see, I'm here to talk some sense into them.
The Brown Rangers?
Yeah.
Give me an idea.
Tired idea of their roll. Nonsense. Yeah, ooh, 18.
Okay. Ooh, nice.
He goes, what do you got in mind?
And I'm like, you know, I think these Brown Rangers, they're, as a teen with attitude, most teens with attitude need a strong guiding hand, like a parental figure. So I'm going to give him some old-fashioned discipline, and I'm going to take my belt off, and I'll be like, if you know what I mean.
You got to pull up their pants.
Uh-huh. No more baggy pants here.
Okay.
True discipline.
You know what? I like your style. He puts a minigun on the table. Here, on the house.
That's what I'm talking about. This will definitely help me talk some sense into him. That way, if he summons his giant robot, I can shoot it with this gun.
Yeah, and then they go, yeah, everything you need to know. And, you know, they give you $100. Like, the estate is right up that hill.
I'm like, you're a good man. And I flip him a quarter, too.
Ooh,
a quarter. And then he catches it, but he goes, nah. He gives it back to you. He's like, you keep that. I appreciate that. And then everyone in the market, they lift you up and they go, Nate.
I knew it. I knew I was destined for this. Nate. All right, I'm going to let the
crowd
carry
me. Honestly, they carry you to the estate.
They walk past me, still running slowly up the hill.
I'm gonna fire some. I'm gonna take the minigun and like fire some shots into the air, like
Nate, 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 Nate. Once they all get to the top, they throw you off. They throw you. Yeah, you throw you on the floor, and they run down. And
then shortly after that, I show up to the. I'm like, oh my god, oof.
Mm-hmm.
I stand up and I'm like, man, just like every fantasy book I ever read. Oh hey, Dala.
Oh, hey, let you down? I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah. It's very uplifting and then a sudden drop into the
gotcha.
Dirt.
Yeah. All right, I think this is the state. Are there any guards see, actually?
I'm going to be like, here, just in case.
Now you guys give...
Just in case, you take this, Dala, and I take the minigun, I put it to my side, and I bring out the tiny little gun that I brought, and I give that to Dala.
Yeah, I'll take a gun. That's fine.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll put it in my assless chaps.
Big minigun.
That's fair. It's a nice one. We'll need it. But yeah, so I'm going to look around and see if there's any guards and then if there's also any like openings.
Yeah, both of you guys give
a no.
Idea checks. Or is idea. It, let's see.
I think it's a no, right? For
no, it was no. It's no.
Okay, 15.
20 ooh, nice. Total.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. So, you guys are basically at the gates of this large estate. I want to say it's about like the gates are about sheesh, maybe 300 feet away from the actual large kind of building. And you notice tire tracks on the ground from a lowrider
from a unicorn
that seems to have passed through the area recently.
Lowrider unicorn?
No, just lowrider.
and, yeah, you gotta be more descriptive.
That's it. No. Yeah. It's just a lowrider. It's just a real earth lowrider.
Just a low.
And you could see that every other like it was also bouncing too.
Yeah. So it was like a big dent.
Every other track is a little deeper. Where... Yeah.
And we hear the George Lopez
we're gonna have to follow the tracks.
Yeah.
The whole time while we're like following them, we're like looking at the ground with a magnifying glass and going
nice.
Like in time, we're like marching like that. And every now and then I'll use one of the divots as like a trench and like hide in it and like peek up, make sure no one's there, and I'll keep continuing.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. How small are you in this
world? So how big are the dips? Is what I'm thinking. Like massive.
That's a big lowrider.
It's a Megazord. It's a
lowrider monster truck, actually.
Well, no, it's the lowrider Zord.
Yeah, it's a Zord. Oh, lowrider, right?
Zord. Okay, so they are huge.
I imagine it's gonna be huge. What animal does it transform into? I guess I don't know.
No, it's the lowrider Zord.
So it transforms into okay.
Because that's kind of lowrider is the animal.
Yeah.
So it's lore, it's the lowrider Zord, and the other Brown Rangers also have lowrider Zords.
Uh-huh.
And so then when they all come together, it turns into one big lowrider Zord with like tank treads.
Nice. All right. Yeah. Let's follow that. Let's follow that to the estate, to the front of the estate, damn, past the gate.
Yeah.
So you know you're walking past the. Bunch of trees, you know, through this kind of like dirt trail. You're getting closer and closer. Can I get no rolls from ya?
Absolutely.
Ooh, 5. Oh no,
11.
Yeah. So you you just keep going, and you arrive at the front doors, large double doors, but there are two guards here. And they do stop you immediately. And they go, "Oi, what are you, what is your business here?"
Huh. I don't
talk to Australians. And yeah, I'm just trying to walk inside.
Ooh, give me a dumb.
I also just didn't expect Australians to be the guards for, like, the Brown Ranger.
Yeah, so Nate pushes his way inside and they go, "Oh, okay." And you?
I'm with him, actually. It's all. Also push my way through, and it's a dumb, you said, so 17.
Yeah. And they go, "Okay."
It's like Dala comes in behind me and I'm like a charm.
Yep. Perfect.
The we old do the, one too.
The old one too. Alright, let's look around. Let's see what's inside here.
Yeah.
Right, with a 6.
And I got a 17.
I'm blind again.
So Nate, you look around. And you notice that it's pretty empty for an inauguration. You know, it seems like you guys kind of got there before. Well, actually, Dala, I'll say Dala because Nate failed his his
roll
check. I want to say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dala, you relay all this. You notice that it's empty. You know, yeah, there's not really there's not much going on. But you do notice that in the distance, you start to hear something.
Oh.
Like, you kind of have to, like, where is it?
Like, I recognize happening that, right now? That song.
It makes me think of Goblin Jesus.
On, like, a big chain. And someone's riding in a lowrider. Follow me, Jim Lee. Right. I think that might be.
Yeah, let's follow the sound. But I think, but just to make sure we blend in case someone sees us, let's seawalk there.
Yeah. Of course. Here, I'll put on the bandana. Ooh,
okay.
Actually, you put on the bandana.
You guys give me two dumb rolls, please.
Okay.
Oh
my god.
Well, I got an 18. So.
Okay.
I think some of us know how to crip walk pretty well.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Nate is now. Gonna have disadvantage because while attempting to crip walk, he has crippled himself and has really fucked up his back. Immediately pulled something the moment that he tried to dance and
Oh god, it's like real life. Every time I try to do something active,
when you actually try to do your crip walk in real life, you know.
Dala, otherwise flawless crip walk.
Quip walking,
yeah, doing great.
And I'm hobbling behind him.
I'm like doing tricks
now,
as I do
now
it.
Now that I'm like hobbling carrying a minigun. Over, I'm just gonna, carrying a minigun. I'm just gonna start talking like, yes, master. Yeah.
Oh, that's smart, smart.
I'm gonna grab the bandana ball, like bundle it up into a ball and put it in my shirt, like to make it into a hump.
Okay, perfect.
Hunch.
Yes, master.
So Dala, do you know where you're going exactly? Do you have any sense of like what you're trying to do? Or
we're going towards that music, baby.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, yeah, Dala, you're going to be leading the way. Nate, you're about 20 feet behind him.
Sure, sure.
Smart move.
Dala, give me a no roll.
I'll take that. 9. So, yeah.
Plus? Oh, no, so that's 9.
9 total.
So, like, you look everywhere on the bottom floor, and so far you can't find anything. Mm. But you do find a set of stairs.
Okay, so I thought.
Or stairs that kind of lead up into like an atrium kind of.
I'm gonna be like gym leader Nate, follow me, but keep some distance just in case things get a little hairy, and I'll like.
Yes, master. Yes. just in case someone's listening.
Gotcha.
All right, yeah. So you go upstairs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So at this point, the music is blasting. The further that you walk upstairs, you kind of look around, and none of the rooms really interest you. But you do find at the end of the hall there's like a there's double doors there.
Any guards or no? Or is it like the doors?
Yeah, there's
the
two guards out front.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm gonna just keep crip walking in, like confidently.
Ooh, give me a idea.
19, baby. A flat 19.
Okay, yeah.
That crip walk is just so fucking
just good. A smooth ass crip walk. Just
they were like, damn.
The 19 is to continue the crip walk. And are like, what are you doing? Are you trying to walk through them? Or are you going to talk to them? Or are you just going to dance through? Like, how
I'm just going to like kind of, crip walk in just like through them, through the doors. Like, I'm like, excuse me.
I'm gonna hesitate outside the door and not go in. I'm gonna like just like be hidden on the stairway, just kind of like peeking up and looking through, and I'm gonna spy on the situation, and I'm gonna like, in case things go wrong, I'm gonna have my minigun ready.
Ooh, nice. Ooh, that's a good
one. Oh, give a dumb roll.
16.
Yeah, you do it.
Nice.
All right.
That's good.
All right, Dala, so you go in.
Stealthy master.
So I'm in. I'm like looking around. There's a party going to pinatas, tamales.
Give me 40s. You can't describe. You can't describe the party. That's not how it works.
D&D works.
It's not how D&D works.
Give me. You've done that many a time.
Like I walk up to him and I dap him up. No, you don't.
You've done this all the time. So
we dap each other up.
You can't be hypocritical.
I know.
And I'm joking.
Shut up.
So you want me to roll for perception?
But where are we? Oh, yeah. Roll for... No. Yeah.
12.
It's also empty in here.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's empty in here. But this is much more of like a... It's a medium to small sized ballroom on the top floor. Not too big. But you do see that there's like... It looks like a party is being set up here, and the music is already playing.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I was expecting piñatas and lowriders. I'm gonna go up to whoever's the head honcho, like whoever looks like the most.
Give me a no check.
19, baby.
No one's in here.
Oh, no one's actually in here. Oh, okay.
You do see like no one's in this room. You do see there might be like adjacent rooms that lead to like a bathroom or. Maybe like a kitchen cooking area, a storage area.
I'm going to walk in after him as well then. If I like look in and I see him enter and take
I'll
walk in after him.
Okay, so now I'm going to shift to Nate. Nate, you're walking up and the guards are like, like they're impressed by Dala's crip walking. And now they turn to you, this a hideous Igor man.
Wait, there are people in here?
The guards outside.
No, there was two guards at the front.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna be, like, hobbling back, and I'll be like,
I'm sorry, my crip walking master has gone ahead. I'm slow.
Give me a what, idea? Yeah, give me an idea.
Three.
Gosh damn.
Ugh. Huh. They know. Well, let me see. Let me do my roll too.
Before they respond,
they
can I put my minigun away and try again?
No, they notice the minigun. They notice the minigun.
It's like sticking out. Hello.
What's that for?
I'm gonna say,
my master bid me carry it just in case of attackers or dragons here, and I'm gonna like sling it onto my back so that my hands aren't on it, and I like put my hands up. I'm like, may I proceed?
They go, you can proceed, but you gotta give us the gun.
But if I give you the gun, it will hurt you? It's coded to my DNA.
Give me oh my god, I want to say this is a dumb roll, but okay. No, it's an idea. It's an idea.
12?
Coded to your DNA, huh? How does that work?
Oh, I am not permitted to know such things. Master has done this. See his glorious crip walk. See how smart Master is.
They go, okay. And then you pass through.
Nice. Jim, Nate, there's... There's no one in here. I'm so confused. I'm flabbergasted. It sounds like they're setting up the party, but I'm surprised they're not here.
I'd be like, the Duke has to be somewhere nearby. Yeah. Can we go further up?
I was thinking, should we head out and head more up? Or should we ask the guards even, see if they'll cooperate?
I know. I think we need to pretend that we belong here. We might just want to keep exploring.
True. Okay. There was many, earlier when I did a perception check, you said there was different rooms and stuff. Did any of them seem to be like a main back room or something? Because I know you said this bathroom, but is there any like main back room kind of thing?
Yeah, it's one of those areas where one hallway kind of leads to all of them.
Okay,
like near the back, you know.
All right, I'll start. Jim Leary, I think that might be the way. Let's start there.
Okay.
And so we'll
now. Let's both crip walk that way then.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, give me a dumb roll followed. Both of you give me dumb rolls.
20.
Damn it, Dala!
19. Oh! 21.
21. We're just, 21. All right, now we got in our groove.
You're in the room. The proximity to the music has healed Nate's back. Dala, you does. Start doing a crip walk so hard that fucking, that it also helps heal Nate's back. Nate, you're now standing up straight.
Perfect.
The wad of bandana has now fallen into your pocket conveniently.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, good thing.
Yeah. So you both crip walk to, and you actually managed to hear. Okay, so now you guys are crip walking to perfection. All right. Give me idea rolls, or actually no rolls.
No
rolls. Okay. 17. 16 total.
17 for me.
Okay. Yeah. You amongst the music, you hear kind of like bits of laughter and bits of conversation coming from the back storage area.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Here, like let's get close to the door and listen in before we go inside.
Let's see what they're saying. So do that. Put the little ear with the we do the Jack Black
both of,
long thing.
Both of our ears are to the door at the same time, side by side.
So we're facing each other just like centimeters away.
Yeah.
So that's so fun. Yeah, give me a two no rolls.
16. 216.
Ooh, okay. 17.
16, 17.
You guys faintly hear kind of like, oh man, I'm gonna fuck you up, fool.
Oh, I think they're making a porn back here.
I think someone's gonna get hurt though. Should we save them?
I don't. It could be one or the other. I guess you want to go in guns blazing, or?
I mean, we have guns, and they haven't blazed yet.
They haven't yet. So, all right, do a countdown, and we'll just kick the door and guns out.
Fire, 100%.
Fire if they start, if they reach down.
Yeah, 100%.
So, ready?
Okay, give me two, I'm gonna rolls.
I know exactly what I'm going to say. Let's do this.
Okay. Same. All right, ready?
All right, good. I got a 7. Good thing you're kicking 15. The door.
15 for me.
Okay. So, Dala kicks the door open.
And I'm yelling, freeze, mamma jammas.
I was going to say, hustle against the babies.
At the same time, when Nate attempts to kick the door in, he falls in because Dala had already kicked the door.
Oh,
okay. So Nate kicks nothing and loses his balance.
I'll speak from the ground where I've fallen.
Well, that's good because you're on the ground, so they won't shoot you. You know, you're aiming up. See,
good point. I'm ducked already.
Yeah,
prone.
Exactly.
You guys see the you see the Duke, and you see the Brown Ranger. They're putting away like all of the 40s. They're dope. Placing them in bags, and they're writing the names of guests and they're putting them on shelves, and they're doing all of that
party favors.
And they both turn, look at you, and they go, "Jesus fuck!" Like, oh my god, excuse me, I don't want to take the Lord's name in vain.
The Goblin Brown Ranger name.
the Brown Ranger. Yeah, and he's like, "Who the fuck are you guys?" And the Duke is astounded as well. Like, who the heck let you two in here? What is going on?
We're the guys who didn't get to have any 40s.
We're mighty thirsty.
We're here because there's been some teens with too much attitude.
Yeah.
Crap. Can you guys give me one more idea roll?
19.
He goes, "Look, guys, I saw your Crip walk coming in, and I thought that shit was hella sick. I'm not gonna lie. So, like,
thanks, bro.
Look, I escaped here because things are tough back home, man. Like, I don't got anybody to look out for me. That shit fucking sucks. And like, all of the other Rangers, fucking, they're all assholes and shit, you know. And they always say, 'No, fuck you, Brown Ranger. Get the fuck out of here, fool.' I'm just like, damn, dog. Like, that shit's not right." So, I came to Singapore, and yeah, I had a rough start, but I don't know, man, I started chilling with the Duke, and like, I don't know, this fool's tight as hell. He's got, like, I don't know, I've just been running errands for him, buying him all 40s, getting him ready for the inauguration, you know. Sure, I drive my lowrider around, but who gives a shit, you know? I'll clean up all the potholes that I've created. I don't care.
Yeah. I don't like that you bought all the 40s though, man. But yeah, go, Jim Leader Nate. You tell him.
I'm gonna say, Brown Ranger, listen. It's good that you found a place where you can be more comfortable. But you have to remember that when you become a part of a community, I'm like gonna walk up. Can I put my hand on his shoulder while I'm saying this?
Give me a dumb roll.
Yeah. 17. Okay. So as I say, I put my hand on his shoulder. I'm like, listen, you gotta remember that when you become a part of a community, you also have to take on your responsibilities to serve that community. So when you go around, even if you're doing things for the Duke, you have to remember that you have to do things correctly and rightly for the people you interact with too. That means the nuns of the Goblin Jesus Church that you wrecked up. That means the bar that has no 40s to sell their customers. You gotta think about other people, you know?
A tear falls in my eye.
You're right, dog. But, like, I'm on the right path, and I'm trying. Like, I did say sorry, like, because I know that I get mad, I get hella pissed. Like, sometimes when I drink, I get a little too drunk, you know? It's for whatever.
Say,
you know? But, like, that's why I apologize to the nuns, because I know that's not me, and I'm trying to do better. The Brown Ranger.
I'm like, well,
that's admirable.
Saying
admirable.
You'll do better and doing better are two different things.
It's like, okay, this was like 45 minutes ago, fool. I'm trying.
Yeah. We're saying that we're gonna be here to see if you make sure you try harder.
And also have some 40s.
Okay.
And some of that herb. Because we know you got that good stuff.
Yeah. We are also here for the herbs in the forest.
We brought guns though. If you want, we can go out in the back and shoot them. They're pretty. The minigun. We got my Glock.
Yeah, you want to try this thing out? It's pretty crazy. Sick.
Yeah, I don't know if we got some in the back. Like, we ship the empty bottles later.
It cut to a montage of of the Duke, Dala, Gym Leader Nate, and the Brown Ranger getting high, drinking 40, shooting the minigun at bottles and stuff. And then the barkeep's like, "Oh, you're breaking all the bottles, god damn it!" And then cut to the crippled elf that's being put on a stretcher from the bar, taken to the hospital.
We're all just like, yeah!
Like, the merchants are still going, Nate.
I was just saying, should we invite them over?
You know, the sun,
and then we eat the Brown Ranger.
And then the sun starts to set, and then you guys eat the Brown Ranger. Yeah. But when you guys say that, you mean that you eat his ass, and that's what happens. And anything that you say after that doesn't happen. And so you guys eat the Brown Ranger's ass at the end.
That's what we're talking about.
It's a party.
What do you think we're talking about?
Yeah, what do y'all do at parties? You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, the Brown Ranger and the Duke, you know, they're kind of they're outside, everyone's outside of the, or by everyone, it's you two and the Brown Ranger and the Duke outside of his estate. And the Brown Ranger's like, "You know what? I think living here for about 6 hours kind of really taught me something. I think I am gonna go back to Angel Grove and just try to work on my act and be a better person for the people around me, the people that care for me." And the Duke's "Yes, you have been one of the best assistants I have ever had." And gives him a little peck on the top of the head.
I'm just gonna nod my head and slowly pour a little bit of my 40 onto the floor.
Pour some out for him. I'll pour a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, también. Fucking dap him up.
Wherever I'm drinking, on his way out. I'll pour some out for you, dude. I'll remember this day and remember the commitment you made.
Yeah, you know, you've inspired me. Maybe
pour the 40s out.
Yeah, you've inspired me as well with these like past whatever amount of hours it's been that maybe we should be kinder to our friend Gibbledang. You know?
Yeah. Maybe that's we should think about others.
Who?
Just some bitch. You don't need to. You don't need to worry about
it. Some short that we know. You know,
idiot. Like, God.
Yeah.
All right.
You know how you got goblins here. Sorry.
And then suddenly the wizard walks up and he's like, "Dala and Gym Leader Nate, I'm very proud of you. You've made the right choice, and Brown Ranger, you've also made the right choice. Oh, thanks, dummy. I love you, fool. I love you too."
And I'm gonna pass dummy the blunt.
Give each other like a kiss. Dummy. Oh,
nice. Yeah, pass dummy the blunt.
Dummy takes a hit of blunt. He takes like a long ass like take a. You flick it. Shut up.
No, I'm tired of it. Flicked it like a coin.
I already said he flicks it to
a blunt. Yeah, I know.
He flicks it like a coin. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I can say. What I'm saying.
Shut up.
Dummy smokes the. He takes a long ass rip from the blunt, and is just like, "Okay, Brown Ranger, it's time for you to go home." And you see, you see him like Dummy zap the Brown Ranger, and kind of. The Brown Ranger, like this blue beam kind of like circles around him, and it's like a tube that kind of like shoots up into the sky, and he starts slowly lifting up. He's like, "Bye, everybody. You guys have been hella sick, you know, like I'll make sure to write to you, and I'll let you know when I get home, you know. I love you guys." And everyone's Ranger.
Dummy, you could have did that the whole time.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
I
didn't know where he was.
We literally just walked over.
We just followed the sound of the... just followed the fucking
We did like
music.
Three things. We did three things to find them. You can't do three
Dummy,
things.
What the fuck?
What the man? What the fuck?
And then he Dummy snaps his fingers. Dummy. And you see that the Brown Ranger's... he starts to like disintegrate, but like layer of skin by skin until it's like it goes from like skin and then bones.
Muscle,
and he starts screaming, and then he's like, and then boom, and then he's gone. He's like, "All right, the Brown Ranger is now back home safe and sound. And now it's time for you to
sound either.
Oh god, no, please. I don't want to do that.
And then he shoots his fingers like he like starts doing like force lightning at you guys, and you guys start lifting up. And bye. See you for the next one. Next one of these. And then when you do the gameplay,
I think I've changed my mind on this whole game thing. I mean,
yeah, I don't think this game might be for us. This might be too hard.
What is it rated? Is this like,
I think
what age range is this meant for?
X. It's rated X. But it's, you know, I'm having a hard time kind of understanding the rules too, so I might have to, let's pause for now. I'll take a break. I'm gonna have to reread this, so we'll come back to this another time. Do you guys have any plugs or anything?
Yeah, I guess if you wanna follow me at Gym Leader Nate for any times I throw up praise for Goblin Jesus, then it's Gym Leader Nate on everything.
I guess you can follow me in the endless void of, you know, what the fucking existential shit that just happened at didala.art on Instagram.
Our skin came off.
Yeah, man, I felt like it died for a minute and it got rebirthed. It was weird.
And why don't you go ahead and follow me at Gibbleding at Instagram or whatever. Man, and
my life
hey, why
changed.
Don't we give a shout out to the Brown Ranger?
Yeah, Brown Ranger.
Yeah,
let's hear for the Brown Ranger. Shout out to Goblin 40s. Jesus.
To 40s as well.
Goblin
shout
Jesus.
Out for Cobras.
Shout out to, you know, buying all the 40s.
All there when
shout
you.
Out to that herb.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to No Dummia Singapore.
Yeah. You know me in Singapore. Shout out to Assless Chaps.
Ooh, yeah, of course.
Assless Chaps, brown bandanas, baby.
Dungeons and
shout out to Lowrider Zords.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.